Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Beis tonight. So I should have mentioned last night's Daf was sponsored by Bobby Refnitz on the occasion of the Yortzeit of his father, Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Shlomo, Zichron Lebracha. All right, now we're... What? Anyway, we're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So if you remember yesterday, we discussed, we had a machloket in the Braisa yesterday, Meshachar Chatzi Abda, where a person frees half his slave. So one master, one slave. You have Reuven will be the slave holder, and the slave will be, I thought Tiberius and Gaius works well. So what, you have a slave Tiberius. So he's Meshachar Chatzi Abdo. Rebbe says Kana. Rebbe says Tiberius acquires himself, a half of himself. Some say he's not Kona. And then, according to Rabbah, everybody agreed that by Kesev would work. And then Rabbi Yosef and Rukem to both ways, but keeping this short and simple. Rabbah holds Meshachar Chatzi Abdo. Rebbe says, the Bryce says, Rebbe Amar Kana, Chamin Lo Kana. And according to Rabbah, the story about where there's a Shar Shechur. Let's see on line one, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph 42A, line one. So Amar Rabbah, Machloket Meshach Shechur Chetzio Vinia Chetzio. Rabbah says, a Machloket we discussed previously is when the master frees half the slave and he leaves half the slave where it is. So he doesn't divest himself of all title in the slave. But if the master, Reuben, in my example, frees half the slave and then sells half the slave, or he gives half the slave away as a matana, so he's divesting himself entirely of any ownership in Tiberius, my example, he's the non-Jewish slave. So in that case, so everybody hold that the slave is called to the half that the master wants to give him. And it makes sense, right? Because remember we had said that the Rebbe was learning from the Hekesh, from Get, right? So the Chachamim were learning with the Chachamim were learning of the Zereshav from a Get, Lala Meisha. Yeah, so by Get, you know, the whole woman is, you know, exiting. So here, everybody's exiting, so everybody would hold it would work. Okay. So now, Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabbah, we know Abaye was Rabbah's nephew. He says, Amar Le Abaye, Kutlo Pligi, mean when the master divests himself of the entire slave, there's no machloket, and indeed he can give half the slave to himself. Is that true? Batani Chada. Now he's going to say we're going to learn two braises. One braise will sound that way, and one braise will not sound that way, and the rest of the Amud will deal with reconciling these two braises. He says, Batani Chada, we learn in one braise. If a person, he writes all of his property to his two avadim. He's got two avadim. I thought Tiberius and Gaius will go a little bit Latin today. So he's got two avadim. So he writes out two shtarot. The way Rashi has it, he writes one star, all my property is given to Tiberius. Writes another star, all my property is given to Gaius. He takes both shtarot. He gives it to a shliach who's mezakeh on behalf of both of them. So obviously they conflict one another, but each eved would get half the property. So kanu meshachar zetze. So the Tana Braita says so that's an effective conveyance, and they each acquire half themselves, and then they can each, you know, free the other half of each other one, and then everybody's good. So that would be in accordance with what we learned before, that certainly. You know, with Rabbi, but that goes with the idea that you could, you know, convey if you're, you know, giving away all your property, which is what the master is doing. This would fit in all fours with the case that we said according to Rabbah. Everybody agrees that you could do that. The Tani Edith, we learn in a different price. Omer kol mechasai and tunim lefoni lefoni abadai. The person says and says they said it means like he really writes it out. He writes a star that all my property I'm giving away to Tiberius and Gaius, my slaves, they get nothing. So that seems like that does not, we don't think, it doesn't seem like that conforms with what Rabbah said above. So my love, HaRebbe VaHarabbanan. So is it not, one Bryce will be like Rebbe, the first Bryce that says that a person could convey half the slave, that sounds like the first Bryce, so that's like Rebbe. And then the second Bryce that says you can, we think that goes according to the Chamim, but it doesn't change noise with what we said with Rabbah, that everybody agrees that once I divest myself of all ownership of the slave, then I can convey even half a slave. So So the Gemara says, "Lo, I could say that both prices follow Shita Chachamim, and the Chachamim indeed agree that when you're divesting yourself of the whole property, then you could divest yourself of a slave. But now the Gemara is going to have a number of pshat in how to explain these prices. Hadamar kulo, hadamar chatzi chatzi. So we think the first way we're trying to be mabarer or to distinguish these two prices is the price that says that it was an effective conveyance. He says, well, as I explained before, within Rashi, he wrote one star that all of my property I'm giving to Tiberius. He wrote another star, all my property I'm giving to Gaius. He gives two star, both star, or he gives it to a shliach who's going to be mezaka on behalf of the slaves. That indeed would be effective. Hadamar chatzi chatzi. But if he wrote on the star, I'm giving half my estate to Tiberius and half of my estate to Gaius, that would not be effective. First, if he does it seriatim, he does one and then he does another, certainly it's not effective because he's not divesting himself of all the property when he does the first one. That certainly would not work. But even if he does both simultaneously, the Rosh learns it would not be effective because maybe he means the same half. In other words, maybe he didn't mean two different halves. Maybe he meant the same half. So it's not mukhrach, which half he's doing. He says, so let's finish this first shot, and we'll do the Rashi, and then we'll talk for a minute. So the point being, though, that we have a way to explain the prices that will still preserve what Rabbah says. Rabbah says that if the master is divesting himself of all property, and everybody agrees, he can give away half the slave to his freedom, and the other half he can sell or give it as matana. So, but the price here that says it doesn't work, he wrote chatzi chatzi, half my estate to Eved 1, half my estate to Eved 2, and there we're concerned that he either did it not simultaneously, or even if he did it simultaneously, he's referring to the same half. Now, the Gemara says, Bahami Dikhani Seifa, the Gemara is asking a question from the Seifa of the second Braisa. So we did not learn the Seifa yet, but we're going to learn it right now. Bahami Dikhani Seifa, from the Seifa that Braisa we learned, the Mar Chatzi Chatzi Lo Kanu. If the master said, and means that he writes out a document, Chatzi Chatzi, half for you, half for the other one, then not Kona, the Chal Dresha, the Amar Kula. So then it sounds like if the second half of the Braisa is talking about Chatzi Chatzi, which is the shot we wanted to give in the first part of the Braisa. So it sounds like the first part of the Braisa is not talking about the Ruach Chatzi Chatzi. Again, if the Braisa said, the second Braisa on line A, Ha'omer Kol Nechasa in the Tunim of Ploni Ploni Abadai. All my property is given to Ploni and Ploni. So we said, notwithstanding the language in that Braisa, we said the shot we gave is that he said Chatzi Chatzi. He wrote one document Chatzi, another document Chatzi. That's what we thought. So the Gemara says, since I have a later case in the Braisa, which is Chatzi Chatzi, so the first case must be where he said Kulo, my entire state is given to Tiberius and Gaius. That's what we think, and it doesn't work. So the Gemara says Pirushi Kamafarish. So the Gemara says no, it does work. The Braisa is just explaining the first case, meaning Afatzman Lokanu, meaning the Braisa says that they don't inquire themselves how so. Kesad going to Amar Chatzi Chatzi. It's where the minister said Chatzi Chatzi. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami mistaber." That's logical, and indeed, it's all one case. The Isa Kadaita Reisha Damar Kulo. Because if you would assume arguendo that the first case in the Braisa is where he wrote a star and he said, "I'm giving you all my estate to Tiberius and Gaius, my avdim kananim," and it doesn't work, so he says, "Hashta Amar Kulo Lo Kanu." So if I'm giving all my estate, that's not effective. Amar Chatzi Chatzi Vaya. Would he have to say that Chatzi Chatzi doesn't work? So the Gemara says logically then, it must be more logical that it's the same case, and the Braisa is just explaining the case. So the Gemara says, Imi Shumaha Lo Yirya. That argument is not a winning argument, because I could say, in the alternative, Tana Seifa L'Gibui Reisha. I could say the Seifa is just like a placeholder to reveal to us what the Reisha case is speaking about. Shlok Tomar Reisha D'Amar Chatzi Chatzi. Don't say the first case is Chatzi Chatzi. Aval Amar Kulo Kanu. But if he said, you get the whole thing in the Arkona, Tana Seifa Damar Chatzi Chatzi, the Chalda Resha Damar Kulo, Bapilu Haki Lo Kanu. So if the second case is Chatzi Chatzi, first case is Kulo, and it doesn't work, so Mamela, then that could be an alternative shot. Okay, let's just think over what we did, and then we'll do the Rashi, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the basic idea we're discussing is we're in the Sunday of a person is Meshachar Chatzi Yagod. He frees half his slave. Reuben is a slaveholder. He frees half of his slave. So we had a machloket yesterday in the Brice between Rebbe and the Chachamim Rebbe says that slave is kona his half. I'm going to say that slave is not kona his half. Then Rabbi said that machloket is only where the master does not divest himself of all ownership of the slave. But if the master divests himself, and then Rebbe certainly holds that the slave acquires, coming hold not. But if the master divests himself of all ownership in the slave, how so? He frees half the slave and he conveys half the slave to his friend, or he gives half the slave to as a gift. So then, where he divests full ownership, then even the Chachamim will agree that that's an effective conveyance. And I gave a little shot to say the Chachamim are doing the Zeru Shava La Lama Isha, just like an Isha, I can't divorce a woman to halves, but here he's divesting himself of the whole slave, so Mela, it's history. So then the Gemara says, is that true? But the Gemara says, I learned two brises. One brisa, it sounds like a master could divest himself of half the slave. There he gave, he gives two shtarot. In one star, he writes my whole estate to Tiberius. The other star, he writes my whole estate to the Gaius. Takes both shtarot, he gives it to a third party to be Mazakeh on behalf of the slaves. So they each get half the estate. So we see that they're kona half. They're kona half, and because he divests himself of all ownership in the slave. So we see that part works. That's that first brisa is fine. But then the second brisa says, if a person, he gives all of his property to his two avadim, then they're not kona, they get nothing. So that, we simple shot, we could say the second brisa goes like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold, you can't acquire, a slave can't acquire, he has freedom, and that's fine, but that doesn't do well for Rabbah. So then the Gemara has now a couple of ways in which to explain these two brises. So the first way that we're doing, other than the idea that it's machloket, so the first way we're saying is that the second brisa is dealing where the slaveholder wrote two shtarot, and each star he said, I give you half my estate. I give you Tiberius half my estate. And then the Gaius will give you half my estate. So if he gives it to them seriatim, one after the other, it certainly doesn't work, because when he's giving to one, so then he's not divesting himself of all interest in the slave at that point in time. And if he does, but even if he does both simultaneously, it's ineffective, because it's not clear. The way Rashi learns, we don't know. It could have meant the same half. Could have meant the same half. So so the Gemara says that so the second brisa in chatzi chatzi, and then the Gemara says, well, yeah, but the brisa of that second, the half, the safe of that brisa is chatzi chatzi. So the first case can't be chatzi chatzi. So the Gemara says, it's just Perushim Mefarish, just explaining what the first case is. Then, just one thing I want to say. So there's a Tosfos, the second Tosfos, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered by this pshat that Chatzi Chatzi doesn't work. Why does Chatzi Chatzi not work? So we said that he could have meant like the same half. Let's say I do it simultaneously, but I mean the same half. But according to that pshat, though, if the Rush says, if he would explicitly say, I'm giving to Tiberius half A, I'm giving to Gaius half B, then it would work. That's the way the Rush understands when that occurs. But Tosfos has a different pshat where he says, it's in the middle of the Tosfos, Tadamar Chatzi Chatzi. So he says, the nearer the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rabbeinu Latami, the Idlay Perishay, the confusion. We shall see a koshaino bezel karzeh to arachareno. Rava holds there that if something can't take place sequentially, then it can't take place simultaneously. So here, so Tosfos wants to say, even if we understood that he means half one and half two, but that cannot take place sequentially. Can't take place sequentially because Rava holds, unless I divest myself of the whole slave, even the half, I'm not divesting myself, according to the Sheet of the Chachamim. So if it can't take place sequentially, then it can't take place even simultaneously. Okay, all right, let me just pause for 1 second. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Go. Correct. Correct. So the first brisa is saying that it's an unusual case. So Rob is talking about a case where I would dispose of both halves. So the first brisa is talking about a place where I have two slaves, and each slave I give my entire estate. So what does that mean I'm doing? So in essence, I'm giving half my estate to one and half my estate to the other. So each one owns, each one is both a purchaser and a each one owns half of the other one. So each one freeing means slave A is Tiberius. Tiberius is half free, half slave. So the other to Gaius. And Gaius is half slave, half free. But I, the master, I don't own either one of them. So that way, it's analogous. That's analogous. Okay, I'm going to move on because we have a lot of Gemara tonight. It's not so easy, but I want to try to get through as best we can. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Let's take a look. All right, now we're up to the Ebayt Ema. Okay, around midway down the column. Everybody with me? Okay, now again, we're trying to explain the steer between the two brises. So we gave one explanation. We're now moving on. The Ebayt Ema, lo kasha. When the alternative, like I said, there's no contradiction between the two brises. Khan b'shtar echad. The second brisa is where the master only wrote one shtar. He wrote one shtar, and in the shtar he said, I give my entire state to Tiberius and Gaius. Khan b'shtay shtarot. In the first brisa, he made a disposition with two shtarot. He says, b'shtar echad, so the point being, shtar echad doesn't work. That was by getting, a get works for one woman. A get doesn't work for two women. Same thing with the shtar shechur. It doesn't work. Right. So the Gemara says, "B'shtar echad." So if it's one shtar, "Ma'ir yechatzi chatzi." Why does the Brisa get into the topic of chatzi chatzi if it's only a shtar echad? Afilu mar kulo nami lokanu. Even if he says, "I'm giving kulo," you know, to Tiberius and Gaius, then it wouldn't work because it's one shtar. So hachi nami kamar. The Gemara says that's what the Brisa means. Af atzman lokanu. In other words, they're not koning themselves the avadim, but they're only b'shtar echad. It's one shtar. About the Shnei Shtar wrote, in other words, if he wrote one shtar and he says, I give my entire stay to Gaius and Tiberius, so it doesn't work. He says, about the Shnei Shtar wrote, Tanu, but if he would write two shtar wrote and one would be cool and one would be cool, it would work. The Amar Chatzi Chatzi, but if he said, I'm giving you half and then one shtar, and then the other one he said, I'm giving you half, after Shnei Shtar wrote, Nami Lokanu. The name of two shtar wrote doesn't work. That's another way. Resolve the steer of the vices. Okay, now the third way. The Ibayt Ema, Lokasha, or in the alternative, like I said, there's no contradiction between the two vices. The first brisa is talking about it. He does both simultaneously, as we discussed. He wrote the two shtarot and he gave it to a shliya on the Bimzaka on behalf of the two avadim. Whereas the second brisa, he's making the gift sequentially. He says, so in the second brisa, he's giving Kulo to Tiberius, then Kulo to Gaius. But first he's Mizaka with the one, and then Mizaka with the other one. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Bacha Lotani. So I understand the second slave, Gaius, gets nothing. He's the second person. The Hakani Lekamuk, because the first slave got everything. Elakama looking after the Lekabre. But the first slave, he should acquire himself and acquire the other Evid. In other words, the master wrote two star road. I'm giving you everything. I'm giving the other one everything. And first he gives the first star, and this is not simultaneously. He gives the first star to Tiberius, and then an hour later he gives it to Gaius. Right. So Gaius ends in his out, but Tiberius get everything. He writes the verses. That's correct. And the Makar took the machine to make card. That last shot doesn't work out so well. It's clear the earlier pshatim that we gave. Okay. Now some more pshatim. Then we wrap this up and then move on. Ravashi Amar. Shani Hatam, the Kari Luhu Avadai. So the last shot didn't work. This shot's not going to work either. Ravashi says the second brisa is different. Why does it not work? Because in the document himself, he calls the slaves Avadai, my servants, my slaves. He says, so since he's calling them my slaves, that undercuts any disposition of property that he gave them. In other words, he's saying they're not free. He says, I'm going to wrap from Ravashi, the Dilma Avadai Shayukavar. Maybe it means like my erstwhile avadim, my former avadim. That doesn't mean my present avadim, my former avadim. You can think like governor, you know, even though you're not the governor, they call you governor. So here, even though you're not a slave, they call you slave, which is not a disparaging thing, but still, Yilo Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, the Sekapeya, Hakote Pulachasab La'abdo, if a person wrote all this property goes to my slave Tiberius, Yatzal Lechayrut, then Tiberius goes free. Because he's part of the property, he says she or karka kolshu. But if he says I give all my property to Tiberius except for 1 acre of land, lo yotzal lecheirut. He's not yotzal lecheirut. Why? Because the 1 acre land, I don't know which 1 acre land. He doesn't specify which acres. It could have been any acre, and he's making it in the same sentence. So since the disposition of property is not effective, we think the disposition to slave also not effective. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and that's usually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says, Liolamhu ben Horin, the slave, no, he does go free in that instance. Achimar Kolachas, and he holds Palgil Gibur. In Achinami, the disposition with the property is ineffective, but the disposition of the slave could be effective. But he says, Achimar Kolachas, and Nitunim of Ploni Avdi, but if he says, all my property is given to Ploni Avdi, Rabbi Urias, Chut Mechad Mi Ribo Shebehad, instead of 1,000, we think that that's an oblique reference to the slave himself. So that's ineffective. So Tama, the Amar, Chut Mechad Mi Ribo Shebehad. So the reason that disposition is ineffective, because he said, except for 1,000. Halo Amar Hachi, Kami. But for that statement, it would have been effective disposition. Amai Vaha Eved Kakarile, but he's calling him an Eved. We said if it's an Eved, he's like undercutting the gift. Ella Abdishaya Kabar. He means my former slave, not a slave now. Achanami Abadai Shayu Kabar. So my Avadim, my previous Avadim. So again, the last two Pshatim were not effective. We want to say the last one was Ravashi says second price it doesn't is not an effective disposition because he calls them Abadai, the slaves, but that doesn't cut it. Okay. So that's that piece of Gemara. So let's just summarize again. So the basic idea we learned from Rabbah is that there's a machloket. If a person frees half of his slave, Rebbe holds he goes free, come to hold not. And the way Rabbah learned is by Shkar. But Rabbah says, if though he would dispose of the entire Eved and divest himself of all ownership in the Eved, even though only half the Eved is free and half is slave, because he sold the half to somebody or he gave the half as a gift to somebody, then everybody would agree that's an effective disposition. And then we had a stira in the Brisa. One Brisa sounded like it was going that way, one Brisa sounded like it wasn't going that way. So it could be that the Brisa didn't sound like it was going that way. It could have been where he said, chatzi chatzi, half of it's going to you. And there we don't know which half. And even if the, and in other words, I said right, chatzi chatzi. So he's giving it like in sequentially. So the gift is not a full disposition. And even if he does it simultaneously, it could be the same half. Or the way we learned in the Tosfos was a different shot that if it doesn't work as Zachar said, doesn't work simultaneously. So that's the chatzi chatzi. Then another pshat that we gave was kamishtar chad kamishne shtarot, that is talking about two shtarot in the first price. The second price is talking about one star. One star is not effective to free anybody. Or and then we had another pshat was varachad and bezachar zeh. One is simultaneously and one is sequentially, but the Gemara rejected that. And then the fourth shot was, and then again, Abadai, they're my servants, but the Gemara rejected that as well. Okay, who's the question? Thomas, what's anything we did?
Doesn't work, Zeh after Zeh. It doesn't work. But it starts with, if it's
closer in the Bezah after Zeh, the Barachad.
What kind of rule is that? Is that just the Sora, or is that just an overarching rule?
So they have to look at the Gemara and Kiddushin. They didn't look it up.
Okay.
He says Kiddushin daf nun and Erevin daf
aleph.
All right. Let's see further on the Gemara. Wait. Mission kasha with mun. Okay. So again, the mission was talking about where I had two masters, one master freed the slave. And one slave was half free. We're talking about a different case up till now. We have one master, one slave, and that's what's going on. Okay, now we're back on the Gemara. Now we're talking for the Mishnah. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that an Eved could be Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Korin, where he was owned by two masters, and one master freed him and one didn't. So just focusing on Beis Hillel, the Mishnah Rishona is it's Oved Rabu Yom Echad, Vedasma Yom Echad, that he worked himself one day, the next day for master. So Sunday master, Monday me. You know, Tuesday master, you know, Wednesday meet, and then it goes back and forth. And then finally, the Mishnah Achrona was, Ben Hillel agreed with Beit Shammai that we force the master to free him, and then the slave has to write the shtar, an IOU note for the half value. Okay? Let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, 5 lines to the bottom. Negachoshur, let's say this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Horon was gored by an ox, So Yom Shorabo, the Rabo. So the damages, if he's gored on the day that he's working for the master, so the damages go to the master. Yom Shor Atzmo, the Atzmo. If it's a day that he's working for himself, then it goes to himself. I'm looking more, let's learn more on this. Well, the Gemara says, if that's the case, Yom Shal Rabo Yisashifa, Yom Shal Asmo Yisabachorin. If that's the case, so I could divvy up the money so neatly and cleanly, why can't I say, going to the Mishnah Rishona, why can't I say, the day of the master, he'll marry a Shifcha, and the day that he's free man, he'll marry an Isha? So the Gemara says, Yisur lo Tarminon. We're not talking about Isur, we're talking about Dina Mamono. In other words, Mamono, Tinachnami, that we can divvy up the Mamon and say, you know, the rights on a certain day belong to the master, the rights on a certain day belong to the slave, but in terms of who he is, his status, in Achinami, he's like Chatzi ben Korin and Chatzi Ev, we're not going to get the Yisur. So Tashman, so the Gemara quotes another brisa, they meet Mish Chatzi Ev and Chatzi ben Korin. Let's say the ox, instead of injuring him, kills him. He says, no tain Chatzi Knas. Now, if he kills an Eved, there's a Knas of Shoshim Shkalim. If he kills a free man, Ben Korin, so it's, he has Kofar, and Kofar Yishad Alav, he has Kofar, so one shot is the main Nizak, the rules to go to the main Nizak, the other way, but some main Nizak, the value of the person. So he meet Mish Chesu Ebn Chesu Ben Chorin, noting Chesu Kanas the Rabo. So the Brisa says, you give half the Kanas to the master, turn page, but Chesu Kofar the Yorshav, and half the Kofar to the Yorshim. So Amai, Hashinami, Lame Yom Shal Rabo the Rabo, Yom Shal Asmo the Asmo. So if you're telling me when it comes to monetary damages as opposed to his status, so then we're going to go on which day he was gored. So he was gored when he was injured. So injured on his own day, he gets the money. Injured on the slave day, the master gets the money, if that's where we're going. So then here too, how come the Bryce says that we're going to do half the slaveholder, the slave master, and half the kofar for the Yorshim? Why is it that way? It should be all, you know, one or all to the other. So the Gemara says, Shani Haka, the Kakaya Karna. So that case is different. Because the Karen, in other words, the whole Eved, he's being, in other words, that's the principle of the Eved, in other words, the principal amount of money. He's being killed. He doesn't exist anymore. So the Kakaya Karna, then we're going to divvy up the money. That's like the whole Karen disappears. But when he's working, that we view it as more like type of payroll type of thing. And then we're going to divide it up financially. So the Gemara says, Viela, Heshidami, the local Kakaya Karna. So what is the case? And none of the Gemara is bothered. What's the case where the Eved is injured, but it only relates to the pay rote and doesn't relate to the Karen? He says, Gon, she kawal yado, b'tzamta yado. So the Gemara thinks that, and again, this was the first case we had. Remember, we began this sugya with five lines from the bottom on Amanam, the Gakho Shur. The Shur gored him. And so it's Yom Shal Rabo, it's the Rabo, Yom Shal Atzmo, the Atzmo. So what is that case? So the Gemara says, Gon, she kawal yado, the Shur. He was struck him on his hand, the Eved, with Tam Tayado, his hand withered, with Sofalazur, but in the end, it will recuperate. So the Gemara thinks in that case, so Hanichala Baye, Damar, Notinlo, Shevet Gedolo, Shevet Tana Shapir. So according to Abaye, it works that well. This is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Korin, so he's been injured. Now, an Eved, now if it's a Ben Korin, so we're far away from Bava Kama now, but not that far away, actually. Because the Sefer after Kedushin will be Bava Kama. So it's really only a few months away from Bava Kama, really. So in the fall, we'll be going Bava Kama. So there's Nezisar, Ripu, Shevet, and Boshet. So if you injure a bar in Korin, there are five elements of damage. But if I injure an Eved, there's only Nezek. And when Nezek is the you know, the whose value went down. So the Gemara says, "Anichla by Damar noting lo shevet gedola the shevet katan shapir." So according to Abaye, he says that if the shore injures an eved, there's shevet gedola and shevet katan, which is to be recouped. The shevet katan is what we would call nezek, and what he calls shevet gedola is what we would call shevet. Let me see, shevet gedola pachta. Do I didn't say right? This is Rashi. So the second error line, he says, Shevet Gedola, so Shevet Gedola is his diminution in value to be sold in the marketplace. He says that then Shevet Katana is how much less money he would be getting now that he can't do the work. So according to Abaye, it works out well because he could say that this Eved is entitled to Nezek. So the Nezek would be the Shevet Gedola. So that works out well. So when Eved is entitled to Nezek, he gets Shevet Gedola. El Rava, the Amar, in a noting level, the Shivto, Shvuchu Yom Vayom, but according to Rava, who says that his element of damage for the Eved is only his Shevet that he has every day. In other words, his decreased, you know, income each day, so it's not working out quite so well. Let's go back again. So he, this Eved, was injured by a shore. The shore is only chayav on nezek. His lack, his diminution in earning is what we would call shevet. In other words, the fact that he can't earn as much money, that's called shevet. That's not compensable as an Eved. Not compensable as an Eved. So only nezek. So here we said, I'll find him to the bottom of the Aleph, he was gored by the shore. We said it meant he was just injured by the shore in his hand. So the money goes to Rabbo one day, so what money would go to Rabbo? Because again, the only thing that an Eved is entitled to be compensated for is Nezek, and yet Rabbo teaches me that with the shore, there is no Nezek, it's just the diminution in earnings. So the Gemara says, Ibaid Ema, so the Gemara has a couple of ways. Did I read everything or did I skip anything? El Rabadamar in a note El Shiftosh will Yom Biyom. I sure who was showing him Shalom Nezek. So Ibai Deiman Shi Kawadam. So we could say it's talking about a situation where a person struck him. In other words, it wasn't a shore, it was a person. So he says, so if a person strikes him, then the person would be chayav on nezek sar ripu shevet and boshet. He says, but ibay name, or else I could say meimra hi meimra the rav lo sfira light. Where else I could say that statement is just a meimra. Now the way Rabbi Leibowitz said it's a statement of a barayim. That's where Rabbi Ezra Schwartz said it as well, and it means that there's you know different statements in the Gemara. You can have mishnah, you can have a brisa, but then they had meimras. Meimra was like a well accepted statement that the barayim accepted as halacha, which had more authority than just, you know, one Chacham says, but Rabbah doesn't have to expect the Meimra. They had a blurb in the art scroll that they quoted from Rabbi Elkanan, and I think in the Kovetz Shiurim, that he wanted to say the Meimra was a statement of Tanayim, or from he wanted to say it was Mashmah Rashi, a statement of Tanayim, but it hadn't been codified into a Mishnah or a Braisa. But either way, Rabbah doesn't have to expect the Meimra. He says, okay, so that's happy. All right, I'm going to move on. That's the 10th line. Now, Ibailahu, so this is a different case now. Let's say an Eved was freed, but he had not been given the get shechur. So we said that every master has a kinyan mamon and a kinyan isur. So he's freed with the kinyan mamon, but the master didn't give him the get shechur yet. So he's sort of like betwixt in between. So he's not working, but he doesn't have to get shechur. He can't marry a regular Jew or Jewish. They don't use that word anymore, but you know, they used to say Jew, and Jewish would be a female Jew. Anyway, so he says, now, if at this point in time he's gored by the ox, is he yes or not entitled to the knas? The knas is a penalty of 30 shkalim. He says, or is there a knas? In other words, is the master entitled to it? Do I say 30 shkalim go to the master, and the master is not the master because he divested himself of ownership of him? O Dilma, given the machus forget shikur, I don't mean to debate. Or do I say, since he's not totally freed, he's still called a master? So again, his eved, nobody being, is not half freed on anything. It's just machus forget, I mean, not with the chatzi that we were talking before. He freed him totally in terms of mamonos, but he didn't give him the get shikur. So, and then he's gored by the ox. You know, so is the master entitled to Shloshim Shkalim or not? Do I say he's an Adon or not? So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. So Tashma, so the Gemara brings a Braisa. They meet Mishachesu Eved Vachesu Ben Chorin. Braisa says that the ox killed somebody who was half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Notin Chatzi Kenas the Rabba, Chatzikopa the Yorshav. That he, the owner of the ox, has to pay half. We did this a few lines before. He gives half the Kenas to the master and half the Korah to the Yorshav. My love, Mishnah Achrona, is it not that the Braisa, when it says Misha Chetzio Eved, that's Chetzio Ben Chorin? So again, Mishnah, the Braisa is talking about half Eved, half Ben Chorin, but is it not talking about the time of Mishnah Achrona? The Mishnah Achrona, we're going to force the master to free him. We're going to force the master to give him a shtar shechtor. So it means we're going to do that, but we haven't done it yet. So if that's the case, the guy is as good. It's the same case. In other words, he's about to get the get shechtor. He didn't get it. So if it's that case, then we have a proof that the master is still called the master and he's not the cross. So the worst is low. Conditional Rishona. I think that Bryce is not going to stop wrong. Bryce is talking about the Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona, he's fully the master of him and half the Abbot. So it's talking about a different case. We're talking about he's totally free and he's just missing the Shtar Shifron. That's talking about I own him if I have some time to have plus. Okay, so we still don't have an answer to our question. Tashma, now we bring a different Bryce. He pillaged, you know, if the master took out his tooth, we know that a slave in Abakani goes free with Shane Bayan. So first he takes out a tooth, so now he's as good as freed. He says, the semen anal. And then he blinds him. On top of that, he blinds him with his eye. Yotze Bashino, he goes free once the tooth is knocked out. But no tangame anal. And the master has to compensate him for the eye that he took out. Now, question, if you would assume arguendo, and when the slave is freed but has not yet received the shtar shechtor, that the knas would go to the master, if that would be the case, so it would come out sort of something somewhat strange. It would come out that other people injured the slave, so the money goes to the master. In other words, if I free the slave, but I didn't give him a shtar shechtor, then he gets killed by an ox, assuming that the knas goes to the master. So it comes out other people injure my slave, and I get the knas. I, the master, get the knas. This is Chaval Bei Rabbi Gufa Yayvle Didei. Yet I injure him, and I have to give it to the slave. In other words, here we're equating two ideas. That I took out his tooth, now he's going to go free. I didn't give him the star shipper yet. And now I take that as an eye. Now the Talmud Bryce says I owe him damages for the eye. So it sounds strange. If we'd assume that the knas does go to the master, it doesn't make sense. The knas goes to the master, yet the master has to pay for the eye to the slave. He says, so the Gemara says, so that would lead me to believe that indeed that the master is not entitled to knas. So the Gemara says, Dilma k'man damar inatzar. The Gemara says, maybe that brisa is going according to the opinion that holds that if the master takes out the eved's tooth, he goes free and doesn't need require a shtar shechtor. The Tanya, because we learn, and then if that's the case, then it's no relevance. The Tanya, if we learn the Brisa, but Kulan Eved Yotzei Ben Lecheirut, it's a Nifkat Shichur Mi Rabbo Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, but he says Rabbi Shimon on the side. Now, the Kulan, he's telling that here. The Torah says that the Eved Kanani goes free b'shem ba'ayim. But if Hazal teaches us that there are 24 Evarim that the Eved goes free for, let's just look at the Rashi. Four lines above where it gets provided, Rashi, the rest of the columns. The Kulan, so Rashi says, there are 24 Rashi Evarim, like tips of the limbs that are mentioned in Masechet Megillah. In other words, the Kohen, this is the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, the Kohen has to see the Nega, but he has to be able to see it in one shot. But if the Nega is at the Rashi Evarim, let's say on the tips of the fingers or something like that, he can't see it in one shot. He's got to look here, there, and the other place. So, those 24 tips to the limbs, he says, which are Rosh Chayetzvot Shal Yadayim Baraglayim, he's got 20 fingers and toes, Rosh HaKotem, the tip of the nose, Rosh HaYazayim, the tips of the ears, Rosh HaGaviyah, the tip of the male member, Shem Meshupayim L'kan L'kan, like the taper off, Ve'in Nigan Nira L'Koin Barakat, the Koin can't see it in one shot, V'lokrina Be'in L'Kol Marein Koin. So we don't call it like by the vision of the Kohen. The next Rashi, Eved Yosef and Lechayra, the movement of the Luihain, then a closing shame to Ayin, they travel the Chalo part of Chalo paracontribution. So Eved goes out with shame to Ayin, but he also goes out with the 24 Rashi Yavarim. So back in the Gemara. So the Tanya, the Kulan Eved Yosef and Lechayra, with all those limbs, the Eved goes free. He's got a ticket to freedom. But he still requires to get shechtor. Rabbi Meir Omer in Atzar. Meir says no. He's got the ticket to freedom. He doesn't require to get shechtor. Rabbi Blazer Omer in Atzar. Rabbi Blazer says he does need a shechtor. Rabbi Tarav Omer in Atzar. Rabbi Akiva Omer in Atzar. Rabbi Akiva says he does. So it's a whole bunch of tanaim whether he needs to get shechtor or doesn't need to get shechtor. About three of the chachamim, the people who like decide before the chachamim, Omer, Nirim Rabbi Tarav from the Shem Ayin, they think that Rabbi Tarfon's opinion that you don't need a get shechur as Rabbi Tarfon, right? That makes sense by Shein Ba'ayin, like tooth and eye, which is what the price was talking about. He says, "Hold the Torah zakhalo," since Torah explicitly has been zakh to him. But didn't Rabbi Akiva b'shari barim? Rabbi Akiva, that you do need a shtar shechur, it makes sense by all the other barim. Since it's a penalty imposed by the Sefanu. So the Gemara says, "Knas, a kroy kadoshim." What do you mean a knas? It's not a knas. We darshan out through exegesis, we darshan in the psukim that he goes free with all those things. Says it's based on midrash chachamim. So the way the Arsul explained it, or I think it's Rashi, he says that it means that people shouldn't. He says the sages were concerned the master might suddenly encounter his own play if successfully reclaim it. In other words, Chazal darshan it out from Sukkim, but it's not mafurish in the Torah. So he was afraid that maybe the master was going to come along one day and say, "You're still my Evan." So they required him to give the shtar shechur. That's the way, even though it sounds like the machloket may be in Achinami whether he does or doesn't require it, but at the end, that's the way the machloket. But anyway, the bottom line is, our Bryce, it could be, especially by Shane Ba'ayan, that it's going by the opinion that it doesn't require that shechur, so that's out the door. Okay. It was right. So the Gemara does not answer that question. Okay, any questions come to us, anyway, we think we did so far. All right, now, we're 20 lines from the bottom, and then days on days in the small Zion. Now, Ibailahu, Mu'ukav get shechur, Ochel betrumo in Ochel. Now, let's say you have an Eved Kanani, and his master was a Kohen. So even though it sounds maybe strange to our ears, he gets to eat truma. I think, like, gee, I'm sure I'm a Levi, I can't eat truma. But he's an Eved Kanani, but he gets to eat truma. That's how it works. It says, the Kohen keep not deaf in Yan Kaspo, in Yotu Bo. If a Kohen requests Kin Kaspo, they get to eat it. So let's say he was the Eved Kanani of a Kohen, and the Kohen released him, but didn't give him the get shechur. Can he still eat the truma? So he says, Kin Kaspo, Marach Mana, Bahai Love, Kin Kaspo. Do I say the Torah says you have to be Kin Kaspo? He's not owned monetarily anymore. Oh, Dilma, given the Makus to get shechur, can you pass both Kinyan? Maybe I say, as long as he has this little piece, it's still missing, so he's still called Kinyan Kaspo. So Tashma, I'll go a little slower now. This is Tashma, the Amara Masharshia, Kohenich is Ari Blada, the Blad Shit Patwa. Kohenich here means the wife of Kohen, whose child got mixed in with the offspring of the Shitra. So let's say the wife of the Kohen was ready to give birth and did give birth. At the same time, she and the husband had a shift with Kananit, who was ready to give birth, and also gave birth. And let's say they both gave birth to boys. And now I have two wonderful, lovely boys. One is really a Kohen, and one is an Eved. We don't know who's who. Arayel Ochlin Betruma. So both of them can eat Betruma, they're fine. B'cholkin Chelchab Al HaGorin. They can both go to the Gorin and get one Chelek and Truma. Ilu HaTarubot. Now, if the mixtures become adults, he says, Mishachlin Zedzeh. So the way out of this, they should each free the other one. In other words, one is the master, one's the slave. I don't know who's who, but each one will free the other one in such a way that they'll both be free. But now, they'll both be free, but I won't know who the Kohen is, and they won't be able to eat the truma. Right. Now, so the point we're trying to say is, here, when before they're freed, at the time when they're still mixed in with each other. So the Eved is not working. The Eved's not working because we don't know who the Eved is. So, and he's waiting for the Shtar Shechur. He's waiting to get older. And the other one's going to... So we see that an Eved, we think the analogous case is, an Eved who's been freed but it hasn't received the Shtar Shechur could eat truma. That's the way the Shtar goes. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. How can you compare those two cases? The case I just gave you, the case where a Kohen frees his slave but doesn't give him the Shtar Shechur. Hatam, Miyabel Yao, Yomar, Batabinayim, the Eved, who can Kaspo Kreedabe. If Eliyahu, Luyas Eliyahu would show up and say, he's the Eved, he's the Kohen, so maybe he'd be the Eved, he'd have to work. In other words, he hasn't been freed. He is 100% Eved. Just technically, we can't work him right now, but he's 100% Eved. Hacha, but in the case that we're talking about, is Lav Kinin Kaspo who Klau. He doesn't own it all. So the Gemara doesn't have an answer to this question yet. Okay. In other words, again, we have two cases. One case is you have a Kohen who frees the slave. So he's not going to ask the slave to mop the floors, clean the things, or in fact, he's free. But he didn't give him the Shtar Shechura. So can the Eved eat the Truma? So is he called Kenyan Kasper or not? So then we thought an analogous case with the wife of a Kohen who gives birth, and the Eved gives birth, and the Shechura gives birth. And the two kids get mixed up. So the two kids are going to be eating Truma and getting Truma from the Goren together, one Chelek. But neither one can work the other one. So we thought, and then when they get older, each is going to free the other one. So we thought that's an analogous case. I have an Eved who I can't work and is just waiting for the Shtar Shikrur, but he can eat Truma. So then if that's the case, so Pashut, so the Eved can still eat Truma. So the one case says those cases are not at all analogous, because in the case where the kids got mixed up, Lui Yitzhar Eliyahu Navi would show up. He'd say, he's the Eved, he's the Kohen, and the Eved is 100% Eved, he's got to work. And he can eat right now, but in other words, he's not. But the case we're talking about is the Eved has been freed. So that's the Gemara doesn't have an answer to this. And Gemara, let's go on to that piece, and then that will be it for today. All right. Now, were any questions, anything you did so far? Everybody good? Everybody happy?
Right. Yes, I have a question. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. We're all listening.
Okay. This is my question regarding that mixing up the Eved and the son. Are we saying that the Kohen is the father of both of these boys?
No.
Then why are they being confused?
Because we don't know who he is. We don't know who's the son and who's the Eved.
Well, don't we know by the way they look?
No, again, look, here's the case in the Gemara is two boys are born, let's say, the same day. And they're like infants. And they got mixed in together. We don't know who's who and what's what. What we know is one is a Kohen and one's an Eved of a Kohen. That's what we know. That's the case in the Gemara.
I understand, but by the time they would be able to eat Truma or be worked, they're going to be older than just newborn.
You assume that you could figure out by looks. The Gemara is saying that you can't figure out by looks, okay? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the way it's going. Okay, now, all right, let's get back to the Gemara. Now, all right, so we're six lines from the bottom. I'm in Beis Amid Beis. Ibayilhu, Eved Shemechavro Rabo Leknas, Machur and Machur. Can a master sell his Eved, sell the rights in the Eved to the Knas? In other words, I have an Eved, he's worth $10,000. Can I sort of like have like a futures market and say, I'll sell whoever wants to buy it, let's say for $500 or whatever was like the right to collect 30 shekalim, should an ox come and kill my Eved? In other words, I don't know what the future... Right, I'm selling the option. Can I sell... Right, can I sell that option or not? Or whatever, so I'll sell it for 5 shekalim.
Yes.
I tell you, it really puts an incentive to, put you an ox and, kill. Anyway, so he says, is that a valid transaction or not? Can I sell the right to Knas? So Tibai the Remeir, Tibai the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, now, this is, remember, with the Machloket, the Remeir Chachamim, right. So Remeir says that a person can be Machmed the Bar Shel Baal Olam. They sell something which does not yet exist in the world. Remeir says yes, and Chachamim say no. Okay, one second. It's coming up in just a few lines, but you got it. So he says, Tibai the Remeir, Tibai the Rabbanan. Tibai the Remeir, Atkan the Remeir, Adam Machmed the Bar Shel Baal Olam. Even Remeir, who says that a person could sell something that will take place in the future, he's saying like the fruits of the date palm tree, meaning, right, in other words, let's say I have date palms, and every year the dates come on the date palms, now it's in the fall, so Remeir holds, that's as good as like being here, I have the date palms, so I could sell those, that's something I could sell. Davidi da'atu, that they constantly come each year. Aval haka, miyemar d'mingach, in other words, here, it's much more speculative. Who says this Eved will ever be gored by an ox? Bintim Slomar Domingah, and even if Lu Yatsur, he is gored by an ox and killed, Mimai Dimishalim, how do I know that anybody is going to pay the 30 shekalim, meaning on the top line of Gimel and Al 43 on the top line? If you want to take a Gemara, you're welcome to. Okay, he says, Dilma Modo Mitzar. Maybe the owner of the ox will confess, it was my ox that did it, and then I'm Patur from the Knas. So that's a. So it could be that even, so as Rebbeinu says, Adam's Machmed Davar Shel Bali Olam, but something which is highly likely to come. Not anything that I sell a future, something which is like as good as done or close to it, according to Rebbeinu, that I can sell. But something which is very speculative, I don't know if he's ever going to get born. Maybe he's born, I don't know if he's going to pay anything. Maybe even Rebbeinu would say, I cannot do that. That's one side. And then he says, on the top line, it's by the Rabban, even within the Chachamim, you could have, who said, so it could be the Rabban would hold it, you cannot. He says, but by the Rabban, and then you could even have the question within the Chachamim, I'd come to come to Rabban and Aina Damak at the Bar Shabbali Olam, they'll go and pay with Dekel, they'll ask me, no. So when the Chachamim say, I can't sell the Bar Shabbali Olam, they're talking about even pay with Dekel, because they do not yet exist in the world. I can't sell something which does not yet exist in the world. Aval Hacha, Hakai Shur, Vahakai Eben. Here, though, the shore exists, the evidence exists, meaning, so the shore might not yet be alive, but the way they said it here is, let me get the one second. He says, rather, the Gemara's point is that the potential for the penalty payment to come to being is already at hand since any ox can go to slave. In other words, at any moment, it's ready to happen. The Eved is here. We got oxen in the world here. So this is something that could happen at any moment. It could happen 2 minutes from now. So that maybe is a little bit more like bird in the hand as opposed to the payroll deco. So that's the question that Roy has. So Belinetta, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Okay, now, let me just see if I have a story or two, and then that'll be it. One second. He's got here about Eliyahu Navi. One second. All right, I'll read this piece. We'll see how it goes. Okay, this is from Rabbi Zev Dickstein of the Daf. This is the Al Hadav. Al Hadav. Yeah. So the Gemara relates of an incident in which the rabbis compelled the owner of a Chatzi Shifa. Oh, that's tomorrow's daf. I don't remember. He said, one second. Hold on. All right, we'll do a little bit. He says, the Braisa says that if a person's ox injured a Chatzi Eved on the day that he was serving his master, the master's entitled to the payment for the damages. And if the injury is inflicted on one of the alternate days when he works for himself, Chatzi Eved receives the damage payment. Tosis explains the lack of this Braisa is relevant. According to the initial position of Beis Hillel, the Chatzi Eved works for his master on alternate days. However, according to the Mishnah's conclusion, Mishnah Krona, the master of Chatzi Eved, compelled to free him. The Chatzi Eved is not the full, regardless of when the injury occurred. The master does not have any right to the earnings of a slave who is pending emancipation. So, in other words, Tosfos bothered like this. Early in the Gemara, that if a person is injured by an ox, so he said, it depends on the day of the week that he's injured. So on certain days of the week, the money would go to him. And certain days of the week, it would go to him. This is a half and half. Yeah. So Tosfos is bothered when you say half and half. But we learned from the Mishnah that now, the Mishnah quote, we force the master to free him. So if that's the case, everything should go to the Eved. In other words, it shouldn't be half and half. I don't know which case you were talking about. No. We were talking about the beginning of today's sukkah. We were talking about one master that frees half his slave. Then you started asking me about yesterday with the Mishnah. I said that's a different case. Then later on in the Gemara then talks about the Mishnah and then things like that. So Tosfos says, in a chinami, it all goes to the master. And he says, alternatively, Tosfos suggests that Bryce is discussing Chatzi Eved, whose master is a katan, the minor orphan inherited from his father. So the master becomes a gadol. Everyone agrees that he must keep the arrangement of working for the master on an alternate day, since the bezdin cannot force a minor to free his slave. Tosfos also suggests this halacha is relevant with regard to a chatzi shivcha, because as we will learn next half, the master of chatzi shivcha is not compelled to free her, since women are exempt from period of arrivia. In other words, here, the Mishnah Chrona with Beis Hillel was, tikantem and rabba, but that's a little tikantem, the Beit Shammai says, you didn't help the person, is, you know, the Shevet Yisrael, you know, you have to, you know, procreate, but shivchus, none of that. Now, the Meiri asserts that the Brayis Halach is relevant not only in regard to minor or chatzi shivcha, but in all cases. Even though, according to the Mishnah Achrona, the master of a chatzi eved is compelled to free him, the Meiri says until the slave obtains shar shichror, is actually freed, he's obligated to serve his master on alternate days. So, in other words, the Meiri says, this is like this is not the same case we're discussing at the end of today's daf. He wants to say that even according to Mishnah Achrona, until he gets the shar shichror, he's got to work alternate day. So then, the Meiri wants to say, so it is relevant. He says, this also appears to be the position of the Rambam, codifies the lock of the Bryce without qualification, indicating that it is relevant in all cases. Merkevus Mishnah adds that the Bezdin does not automatically compel the master to free his chatzi eved. Rather, the Mishnah means that the slave has the right to buy his freedom by presenting the shtar chov for half his value, claiming that he wants to get married, fill the mitzvah period of rivia. However, as long as the slave does not exercise its right, Bezdin does not intervene, and he can do serve his master in alternate days. I tell you, Rabbi Leibowitz said he quoted also the poet Yosef. He wanted to say like this: let's say the slave already fulfilled period of rivia, or let's say the slave is the streets. He's infernal. So then we wouldn't force the master to free him, and he would be, you know, continue like the way the Mishnah Rishona was. So we could still come and play with that.
Oh, and then he's either Madai or becomes a full-fledged Jew. So doesn't have to start over.
Right. That's a different question, right? So if he's chatzi eved chatzi ben korin and he had kids, so you want to say that since it's not miyuchas after him, right. if I would assume that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah period of rivia, then it should still come to play. So that's a hara. Okay, now let's just see further.